Okay, last time we spoke about Shkia and Seis. Tonight I hope to cover the rest of the Zman HaYom, starting really from the morning on. The morning begins, there are really two important, three important times in the morning. In the early morning, and then we'll talk about other times. But in the morning you have three really astronomical events. One is Alayt HaShachar, which is dawn, loosely translated as dawn. You look at page 33, it lists them off, number 12. You can see the three zmanim. Number one is Alayt HaShachar, which is dawn. Number two is what's called Mishayakir, which is the Gemara, the Mishnah in Brachas calls either Mishayakir Bein Tchelas L'Lavan. You can tell the difference between the call of Tchelas or L'Lavan. Also, this in an identical time is Mishayakir as Chaveray, when you recognize your friend, not your best friend. Your best friend you recognize really almost when it's totally dark, and that's someone that you don't really know well, because even you'll need more light. Someone that you see periodically, an acquaintance, let's say. So that's Mishayakir. Also, those two times are identical. Okay, that's the second time we have to talk about. The third time we have to talk about is Neisachama, which is sunrise. Okay, those three times have halachic implications. Of course, there are other morning times. We'll get to Seis Ben Kriyishma, Seis Ben Tfila, and so on. But those are calculated times. These are three astronomical events. And they work as follows. Let's work backwards here. Because the easiest of the three, from an astronomical perspective, is sunrise. Neitz Hachama, Honeitz Hachama. And that is the time when the upper rim of the sun is visible. In other words, in the morning, if you go outside at, let's say 6:30 in the morning, so it's relatively dark. It's pretty dark now. Then there's more light, more light, more light. What's happening is the sun is getting closer to the horizon, and then at a certain point in time, let's say when is Neis HaChama today? What is it? 7:20. So if you go outside tomorrow morning at 7:20 and you're at a good spot where you could see the no trees in your way, all of a sudden at 7:20, it's a clear day, you'll see the top rim of the sun come up. That is Neitz HaChama. It's called the short Neitz. Chazal have said that Mitzvah Hayyim L'Chachila should begin at that time, and really not before that time. But again, astronomically, that's easy. I should mention, and machloikas we're not going to get into here, but there is a machloikas which has numerous ramifications as to whether you calculate both Shkia and Seis, again, and Neitz, the sunrise and sunset, by the, let's say you're on a mountain, that's one example, or you're on an airplane, if the higher you go, the higher the altitude, the quicker you'll see the sunrise, because very simple, if I'm standing here and the sun comes up, so I see it at the 7:20 in the morning. But if I go 30,000 feet up, or on a mountain that's Mount Everest, 29,000 feet up, or some other, let's say 15,000 feet up, so now I have a much better vantage point because I'm seeing it from up there, so I'm looking from an angle down. I mean, relative to the sun and the earth, it's not all that much, but it is a few minutes, it could be. So the Machlokes HaPaiskim, whether or not you go by sea level or do you go by where you are. The charts that the Naval Observatory publishes assume you're at sea level. Which means, if you look at the Denver chart, that's assuming you're at sea level, but in Denver you're a mile high, right? 5,280 feet above sea level. In fact, at City Hall, if you go up to City Hall, on the step there's a little metal thing that says on it, you are now 5,280 feet above sea level. Mamish at City Hall, on one of the steps. It has a metal disc. It's on there, right? So now, when you really, with this mine in Denver, you're really getting a much better vantage point, because if you'd be at that same location at sea level, it may take a little bit longer to see the sunrise. So this is a whole silo. It's also, again, when you're on a plane, you get a much bigger 30,000 feet, so you have much, miles is not so much, but you're a few miles up, it's a much greater vantage point. That's a machlokes. The second machlokes, which
you're also surrounded by mountains.
That's how I'm about to say that, right? The second machlokes, a paiskin, there's an ozel, there's other things, I'm not going to get into this, there's a whole shir in its own right, but when a mountain is blocking your view of the sun, this is again in Palm Springs, California. In Palm Springs, California, the San Jacinto Mountains lie to the west. And therefore, when you want to watch the sunset, So let's say the sun sets at 8 p.m. in the summer. Nice hot summer day, 120 degrees outside, right? The sun is going down at, let's say, 8 p.m. That's what the chart says. But that's because you're sea level, everything's sea level. But because the mountains are to your west, when the sun starts to go down, it's going to set a half hour early. Because the sun is setting below your horizon. Now, it would seem to me that if you're standing, let's say, to the east of the Empire State Building, one could argue that, you know, the sun sets, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because, you know, instead of 6 o'clock, because the sun goes past. That seems to be insignificant. But with the mountains, though, my whole horizon is all covered, so maybe I have to wait. So the two shuls in, from my understanding, the two shuls in Palm Springs, one is it's called the Desert Synagogue. There they are Makel. And my understanding is the Chabad there is Machmir. In other words, to make when do you want to make, when do you want to call Shabbos for? It's a shtickle moot point, a little bit, because anyway they make 20 minutes before Shabbos. It's
the only thing Shabbos is the end of Shabbos.
Beginning of Shabbos. The end of Shabbos is not that much nicker because it's going to get dark quick. It's more again the beginning of Shabbos.
So in the morning.
Is it
by
Shabbos?
The morning, by the morning.
In the morning, it's got to be mountains on the other side. You don't have a problem in the morning.
What if you're on the other?
What's that? I think it's the same Sikha Mountains. If the other way, then you have a sunrise issue, could I down in Shabbos? But that's less of a problem because that's the Geya, my Lechachilas man of down in Shabbos, as we'll see. But when the mountains are to your west and the sun goes below the horizon, maybe it's Shabbos. In other words, it's Shabbos now. In other words, I've been still 20 minutes before Shkia, but the mountains, it went down a half hour before Shkia. So in other words, the Machnaf Kamina is, do I have to Mechabel Shabbos? The men and the women from a half hour before sunset, which is my sunset, or not. There's too many of them. I spoke to the Rav, actually left me a message. The Rav is, they have like a it's Shikol interim Rav, or like more of a, it's a small shul that does a synagogue. So they have a Rav who is on a short term basis. So he's been in Baltimore. And the shmooze about it. He left me a message. I tried calling him. I forgot already. This is all machlokes because he's reevaluating it for the synagogue. Okay, fine. But that's der chagav. But here the ikur is. Let's go back to the tzachama. The sun rises. So that's the beginning of day l'chachila. Alois hashachar is dawn, and at dawn is when you see when there is light. In English, they call it the crack of dawn. What time is that time? So, this is also a big machlokes. Pashtus, dawn, is 72 minutes before sunrise. Which means if the sun rises today at 7:20, so the dawn was at 6:08 a.m. Now let's go with that shita for a few moments just to get the halachas down, and then we'll come back to see what the machlokes is. The Mishnah Masechet Megillah says that Mitzvah Sayyim, you could be Yaitzeh from dawn, from Alois HaShachar. Which means that at 6:08 today, Me'ikr HaDin, Me'din Dairaisa, and really Me'ikr HaDin, I could be Yaitzeh all day Mitzvahs. Which means if I want to do a Bris Milah at 6:08, I could do a Milah. If I want to blow Shaifer Rosh Hashanah, I could blow Shaifer. Technically, I mean, of course, we're not going to wait a few hours, but putting all that aside, I could do a Mila, I could lay Megillah by day, I could daven Shemone Esrei, I could do everything by day. Because it's day. Even though, remember, we mentioned last week, the night Ben HaShemoshes is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. The morning Ben HaShemoshes, which is not called Ben HaShemoshes, I don't know what it's called, but whatever it's called, that morning period of time, that is day Bevarai. L'chol HaDeis. It's the Ferish HaMishnah, it's day. But why don't I blow Shaifer? Shaifer is a different example. Why don't I do a Bris Milah at 6:08 this morning? Because Chazal were geyser that you have to wait till Netzacham or Chachila to do Mitzvah Hayom. And the reason for that geyser is they were afraid. Because what happens at 6:08? The sun rises at 7:20 today. You go outside at 6:08, it's relatively dark. So, but there's some light. So what may happen is if it's a full moon outside at 4:00 in the morning. You could go outside, you could say, oh, it must be dawn. Look at all this light here. People are going to get, it's going to be also very kilkel. People are going to think that it's already dawn. They're going to go do Mila, they're going to go lay Megillah, they're going to blow Shaifer, they're going to do all of this Hayyim, and meanwhile, it's the middle of the night. They're not yikes any of them. I mean, I'm talking Megillah, it's Hayyim. No. Right? So Chazal were geyser l'chachilu wait until Hanetzachama to be yitzay all mitzvah hayayim. It's a fair Mishnah, Megillah. It's halach. If you look, you see the Mishnah on that Mishnah. It brings all the examples and it tells you Hazah and all the different cases, and it's mitzayin all the different cases that it's negeya. You know, there's halacha Archayim, there's halacha here, halacha there, Rambams, and so on. It's the same halacha, all of those cases. Wait until Neitzachama. But, B'Yemen, you're Yaitse from Alessa Shachar, and B'Shah Sadchak, you're Yaitse from Alessa Shachar, which is the heter of davening Shachris, Shemana Esrei, really earlier than Neitzachama. In other words, you're supposed to really wait until Neitzachama to daven Shemana Esrei, because that's day. Right, I shouldn't daven from Alessa Shachar, I should daven from Neitzachama, because that's day. And therefore, the halacha is a person who davened the Neitzachama, that's called Vasikin, that's the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachas. The minion, Kivasikin, means you start everything earlier, and you get to Gal Yisrael and Shemana Esrei at Neitzachama at sunrise. And that's the Mahudadik way, and you have all the Brachas of that. There's a Vasikin minion here in town. But Tulin works differently. Tulin and Krishna works differently. So we'll get to that. We'll talk about Mashiach here. But in other words, Shemana Esrei can be done at Neitzachama, and therefore that has the mile of a Sikkim. There's a Vasikin minion here in Baltimore at Rabbi Dinowitz's shul during the week. It's in the Aguda on Shabbos. There's Vasikin minyanim. There are relatively few Vasikin minyanim throughout the country. Relatively few. I've been to one in Chicago. I was in one in Toronto. I was one in Borough Park. I was never to one in Cleveland. Cleveland has one?
I
think so. There's one in LA. I know there's one in LA. There's one in Cleveland. There's one in Passaic. There's a few of them in Lakewood. There's probably a few already in New York in different neighborhoods. I would assume there's one in there's probably a few in Flatbush and so on. But again, they're relatively rare. In Australia you probably have much more of them, I would guess. But anyway, well, Mike said that's Vasikin, and that's what that is. Now, the other Zman is called Mishayakir. Now, let me just say one more point about Nisacham, about Alois. The other point about Alois Shachar is that is also the beginning of a Tainus. All the Tainus in our day begin Alois Shachar, because there Chazal didn't say, oh, Nisacham is a Tainus, because that's only Luchum, right? Luchum are you awake. But Lumaisa, when it's Alois Shachar, it's Takaday. So what time is Alois Shachar? So the two minhagim by a Tainus. One minig is that you do 72 minutes, right? Which is that this man was a shachar. But remember, last week we spoke about the solar depression angles. There are some shitas, right, including the shita the Rav Shulchan Aruch in the sinner, is that it's really totally in solar depression angles, and that's not the lesson he uses. He's talking by Sfiras Aimer. Last week he counts Sfiras Aimer, and he mentioned by Tanaisen, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, whose website was today, is of the opinion that it's much earlier than that, right? And therefore, there are many people who are makbid that say like this: 72 minutes is Yerushalayim on March the 21st, which, if you look at the solar depression angle, that's 16.1 degrees, which means that translates to when you're in Baltimore, it's much longer than 72 minutes. It's going to be 80, 85 minutes, and in the summer in Baltimore, it's going to be 90, 95 minutes. Right, and therefore you should. There are many shittas that wait longer. Now, some say it's only drabban, tanais only drabbanon. So what are we going to be makbid? Others say, hey, one second, it's worth the banish mushes this, because banish mushes is suffic. As soon as the sun goes down, suffic gives suffic lila. You're always dealing with suffic here. If you're wrong, right? In other words, is it 72 minutes or is it solar depression angles? If it's solar depression angles, then if you're eating, you ate on the tainus and you broke your fast. There's no suffix here. The only suffix is how to define Alois HaShachar. That's it. But if it is Alois HaShachar, then it's Varayayim. And therefore you've broken your tainus. So again, some people are makbid in that case. The prevalent minig in the Luchais of Baltimore is 72 minutes. Most shuls just write a flat 72. I think the Yeshiva writes 72. And that's prevalent minig. Now, I was in Denmark last week, 2 weeks ago, on Asar B'Teves. And there, Neitzachama was at 8:24, and it was 72 minutes. Would have been 7:12, but there it's so far north that the Ben Hashmashes there is very long. So therefore, I didn't eat at 7:12. I made a cheshbon. How did I figure out what time to quote to the Or Meir, which is the basic Dayan wrote Swarm on this in England. It was like 6:40 or 6:30. I made a cheshbon like this. In Baltimore, they do 72 minutes. So in 72 minutes, what's the solar depression angle? So I made a cheshbon on March 21st. What's the solar depression angle of 72 minutes? It's not, on July 24th, or June 21st, or, no, on June 28th, the earliest, the earliest possible Shabbos with Thomas is like June 28th. So on June 28th, what's solar depression angle of 72 minutes before? It was, how dark is it 72 minutes before sunrise? So I got that level of darkness. Then I made a cheshbon, someone made a cheshbon for me. How dark is it going to be in Denmark on that day? So in other words, I'm eating at, let's say, 6:45. It's like I'm eating 80 minutes before sunrise in Baltimore. So I would eat 80 minutes to sunrise before in Baltimore. That's how I measured. I came up with about 6:50 as my zman. So I remember exactly. I got up and I ate before the Titus. No, but once you're ready, but once it's ready light, the problem is you're right. But once it's mamish light already and you're so far north, it's very hard to justify 72 minutes. You could say, it's America, it's this, it's that. But once it's light, you go outside 72 minutes, it's light outside. I'm making that up because I didn't actually go out and look. But pashas, it's a mishunadik along Benish mushas. I have to say, I have the same machalikas from Misaka Friend about Alaska on this issue. In other words, if you go to Alaska, you make the cheshbonos of Benish Mashas for Shabbos, you'll see it goes more than 72 minutes. In other words, your 42 America in Alaska would be, you know, 80 minutes. Right? So I said, you gotta wait 80 minutes. But no, if you hold 72 all the time, then why Oma here from there? In other words, once you break, it's same achoikas. So like, if I go to Alaska, I would wait more than 72 minutes. Even though here, you know, I don't necessarily wait 72 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it's so, as I write, then you gotta be a little more market. That's how I,
how much is it by the equator?
What's that?
How much is it by the equator?
Equator is very fast. In other words, if you're waiting 72 minutes by the equator, you're being very machmir. But pashas, you would have to do that. Okay, fine. Now, the halacha is the next. So that's the side. Now, the next time is what's called Mishayakir. Mishayakir is one of the most difficult zmanim to calculate because the other cases have precedence in the Gemara. There was Nesachama we know, and Alois we know, and right here, the Gemara's examples were very subjective. Because how long, when will you see a friend? Dalanamis. Well, you know, you can't really point your finger onto that time. You can go make tests and, you know, ask 10 people, and that would be schmack to go out to the middle of nowhere, right? And make that cheshbon. But it's very difficult. So therefore, you have extreme shikas. The rate differences in opinions is as follows. In America, Reb Henkin had the most makel shita for Mishayakir. First of all, what is Mishayakir? Well, let me give you the time, and then we'll tell you what the halachic ramifications are. Mishayakir is, according to Reb Henkin, was 60 minutes before sunrise. And according to Reb Yankov, it was 36 minutes before sunrise. Someone recently told me Reb Moshe held that also, but I don't have a right to that. 36 minutes before sunrise. Now that's a big range. So let's take tomorrow. What time is Mishayakir? Well, Nate's is at 7:20. So if you hold like Reb Henkin, then Mishayakir is 6:20. If you hold like Reb Yankov, then it's 36 minutes before 7:20, which is, what would that be? 44 of 6:44. What's the nafkamina? Mishayakir is, first of all, it's meant for Krishma, Birkas Krishma. It's also meant for Talis and Tefillin, making a bracha on Talis and Tefillin. Because they have different cheshbonos. For example, Krishma is B'shach B'chav Kumecha, right? So Uvu Kumecha is defined differently than what Alois and Nates. It's not subject to day. Torah says when you get up. When do people get up? Well, when you start seeing people outside. That's when you see your friends outside, your close friends. That's when you get up. That's the Zman. So therefore, that's the time to say. B'shas al-chako, you can really say Krishma from Alois al-shachar also, technically speaking. But one should wait till Alois towards that derech. Agav, going to sleep, zman, is also not subject to night. When is the latest time to daven Maariv? So the Paiskim say that Kriyishma, you could say all the way up until Netzachama, which is a big Kiddush, because that means tomorrow, if you forgot daven Maariv tonight, and you woke up at 7:10 tomorrow, which is 10 minutes before, and you look outside, it's light, you could still say Kriyishma Shal Arvus. The Paiskim say you can't say though then Shal Shachris, in other words, you can't chapoz manim.
Right.
Hold on 1 second. That means 7:10 the next day. It's daylight. Teretz says no. The people are still going to sleep, and therefore you could say it. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says is hashkivenu. We cannot say because that already is, you know, when I use lashon people going to sleep. I forgot lashon doesn't mean, I don't know if they're laying down. That's brach hashkivenu. You can't say brach hashkivenu. It's machlokes the Mishnah Berurah achashoch when you get down Mishpan Esrei shall arvis until Netzachama. Pashas usually daven tonight in the Dover, if that ever happens. In other words, if you woke up tomorrow at 7 o'clock and you say, oops, forgot daven Maariv, you can say Birchas Kriya Shema, you can say Shema up to Hashkivenu. You can't say Hashkivenu, Pashas you skip Baruch Hashem Lo'olam also. And if an answer is Machloikas, so you would daven tonight in the Dover in that case. It's fine in Lashon there, some says it's called Chaimer. I don't know what the call Chaimer is either, but anyway, you'll look it up. I think it's a Reish Laman Hey or one of those Simonim. So again, Mishayakir though is this man of Talsa. Let me finish, I'll take the questions. Mishayakir is this man of Talsa Tefillin. Therefore, there are two distinct Minhagim of Klal Yisrael how to deal with this situation. Because tomorrow, Netzachama is 7:20. That means that you should not daven Shachris, really, ideally. You'll start Shachris tomorrow at 10 to 7 or 5 to 7. And you'll daven at night. What time does that 7 o'clock minyan start tomorrow? When they start, how long before night? 26 minutes. Right? So that means they daven 26 minutes before nights, and they're going to start at 6:54. They don't want to daven before nights, which is the most difficult way to do it. So, but for many Balbatim, 6:54 is too late to start, because they have to catch a train at 7:15, 7:30 to go to Washington. They have to go to work. They have to be at work by 7:30, whatever it is. So the halacha is you can start davening from Alois HaShachar. There are two distinct minhagim in Baltimore and other places. I would say the majority of places, although not in Baltimore, although in many other cities, and some shuls here, the Adas does this here, what they do is they go with Rav Henkin's Shita from Mishayakir, Be'erach, maybe a little later than that, and they wait to put on Talos and Tefillah until Mishayakir, so they start davening Pesukim Zimra. So they start at 72 minutes before. Starting Shachris more than 72 minutes before is very schwer. In other words, that din of the soul depression angles of 72 minutes, and it's Dalad Milan, so really there's something that holds Allah Shachris 90 minutes before. To be Saimuch not to start davening Shachris is one should not do. In other words, do not ever start davening Shachris before 72 minutes before sunrise. Except in Denmark. Right? Because when I davened in the minyan in Denmark, for Shachris, there was a small minyan, there was a Chereli Shul, Machzik Adas, they started davening 7:15. Where, what did I say, next was 8:24, I'm sorry, next was 8:34. Right, so 8:34, right? I mean, you know, to be the Shiva there, they'd start davening at 8 o'clock, right? 8:34 was next, and that was already, 8:34 was next. So, they start 7:15. I want to start doing it until 7:15, till 72 before, which was 7:22. They were already holding by like Baruch Shamar by then. But you know, Pashas it would have been mutter because it's a longer Manash Mashas, right? So therefore, really, you have more time. But anyway, those are the northern, further north you get, the more you have that. But I'm going off on a tangent here. The bottom line is in the regular shul tomorrow morning. Netzachama is 7:20. So what shuls like the Adas would do is, they would go with the shita of, let's say on Thursday, let's say the first meeting is at 6:20. So that'll work. Let's say when Netz was 7:27, so that's already better. Netz was 7:27 a few weeks ago. 7:27 means you can't put on coin to a bank and you can't make a bracha on Talos Tefillin until 6:27. But if we want to daven at 6:20. So if you want to daven at 6:20, you can't do it. So what they do is they daven Pesukim Zimra. They get to Yishtabach, they finish Yishtabach. Everyone else finishes Yishtabach and puts on Talos Tefillin. They have a 3-minute break to put on Talos Tefillin. The Chazan puts it on before Yishtabach, because he needs to go straight into Yishtabach, into Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one minig. That is probably the more common minig, I think, throughout America. But you know, that the chesaron of that is that, you know, you have to have 3 minutes to get it on, and you're davening part because you're not talking and so on. Other opinions say like this: there's nothing wrong with putting on talis and tefillin, and otherwise hashakar, just don't make a bracha, because if you really have to wait till mishiyakir, then start davening. Then when it comes mishiyakir, in the middle of davening, let's say you know, if you finish with an esrei before chazar hashatz or before ashevot tzion, then make the bracha on the talis to be misatef, and then make a bracha on tefillin and, you know, move them around. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about similar cases. I've always had a suffix about whether you have to actually be misatef or not at that point. Even Mishnah Berurah seems to be mashma that all you have to do is kiss your talis. Then I've always been suffix if that means it was a case where you were misatef earlier already without a bracha, and now you're off to misatef again. But here's what I do. Now that Rabbi Heinemann goes with that sheet in the Aguda. The Aguda's first minion is at 6:10 on Monday and Thursday, and 6:20 on a regular day. So let's say 6:10. When Nate was at 7:27, that means Alois was at 6:15. So they don't start at 6:10. In other words, that 6:10 minion is postponed until 6:15. Doesn't start, starts 5 minutes late. Now Rosh Chodesh, they start at 6. So sometimes Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan you have this, or Rosh Chodesh Tevis Chanukah, you'll have this problem because they really want to start at 6, but they can't start until 6:15. And they don't start until 6:15 because you can't start before 72. So they don't say brachas till 72 minutes before night. What's that?
Monday
it's a problem. In other words, 5 minutes. But Rosh Chodesh is a bigger problem because what's that?
It's Monday.
Correct. So they will not start till an hour before nights, which is 72 minutes before nights, which will be 6:05, right? That's so bad. See, the next minion starts at 7 or 7:05. So when they start at 6:15, it runs into that minion. And therefore they have to move that minion. But okay, and people go late. It's 15 minutes late. That's how they do it. They start that. Now, Rabbi Heinemann says, one of the reasons Heinemann holds this is because he holds that you should not, he holds like 36-minute shita, which means that the eighth of the Adas to wait to put on talis and tefillin isn't going to work, because 36 minutes before is when it's dates at 7:25, 36 minutes before is at 6:50, right? So 6:50 is, you can't wait, you know, we're starting at 6:20, we don't want to wait until 6:50 to start Yishtavach. So therefore, the best thing is daven straight to it at 6:50, make the brachas, and finish. So and this is again an airport. Right, there's always a gate at an airport. What to do? You have an early flight. What to do? So this is what I tell people to do. If you have an early flight, then don't do anything till 72 minutes before nights. Okay. Theoretically, I should mention, Ramesh has a tshuva. You'll have to put a talis and tefillin even before Alois, because we're not afraid you're going to fall asleep in it because you're already up for the morning. But ideally, you shouldn't do anything till 7. You can say bracha stuff. Yeah, brachas is a shaka. You could say shaila mavit. There's a shaila on anezel sech vivina. They're hetayim for all the brachas, but even some of the brachas, if you look up, you'll see maybe you should wait. Brachas atar, certainly you could say. There's a heater, by the way, to wash negel master again, and alois hashachar. In other words, so if you're davening it, that you know, and alois, you should really wash negel master before you start davening again, because the shaila when the ruch was is shaira. Okay, but back to this. So if you're in an airport or you got to daven earlier, you might make your own minion. Here's what you do: you daven. The earliest possible scenario is you daven at alois. That means 72 minutes before nights. Then you put on talis and tefillin and daven straight through. Then don't begin brachas kriyishma until 60 minutes before nights, which is anyway usually going to happen because it takes 12 minutes to get on talis and tefillin and daven straight through, generally speaking. But why? Right? Why is that so? Because, why do you want to wait? Because there's a shiloh whether you can say Brachas Kriyishma before Mishiyakir. Right? So therefore, at least you have Reb Henkin Shita Mishiyakir. Right? And therefore, you should do it, don't start Brachas Kriyishma until then. Then, daven straight through. and make your brachas at the brachas at brachas at talis at tefillin. So it depends on what you hold. Like I, in my shul, I posted 48 minutes rounded, which means it's really 47 minutes before sunrise. And there's shittas. If you look at the, it's very close to the luach and Eretz Yisrael. That's in the minchas Yerushalayim Siddur. It's basically around that time, basically. So I post up Alois Hashach Misha Yakir for the week. I take the earliest Misha Yakir of the week, the earliest nights of the week, which this now is going to be on Monday mornings Misha Yakir. Again, because Sunday there's no or super early minyan. We done by us. We done at 6:30. At 6:25 Rosh Chodesh. So 6:30 means tomorrow's at 7:20. I would post 47 minutes. Or what was Monday? Today, yesterday was Monday. So let's say 7:19. So 7:19 minus 47 minutes is what?
It's going to be earlier.
It's 6:32.
It's going to be earlier.
It's getting earlier. I'm sorry. So it would have been 7:21. So 47 minutes before that would be 6:33. Is that right?
So you want to post earlier from Friday, though. You want the earliest days is Friday, right?
No, I want the latest time. I'm sorry. I want to take the latest, right? The most machmir. Right. So the most machmir would be take the latest one. Then I subtract 47 minutes, and that's the time I post. So that's better. It's really 40. It's first of all, it's halfway between the 36 and the 60, right? But that alone is worthless, right? As I learned the hard way, where once I was telling somebody, yeah, you know, I was telling as far you know, that what's the Yatzalevitz ball. That's 115, because that's the average, because the sheep is all 110, right? Ramesh held 110, Ramarin held 120, Ramesh Zaman held 113 Fahrenheit. So 115 is the average, right? What do you average? What do you hold like, right? Pick a number. There's no average. But okay, so I'm playing around with that a little bit here as well, but here are the sheep that hold that. I forgot exactly the thing, but there's all the sheep that's, I was every minute along the way. Perhaps. If you see this, so many shittas, Mishyakar, I gave you the extremes. Right? But they're incremented in different opinions along the whole way. Okay. So anyway, so then you make a bracha after that period of time. If you want to be makbid, like with Yankov, to do 36, so about 10, about 9, but at the very least, you should at least, if you want at least to be yitz everybody, at least have your tefillin on at 36 minutes before sunrise. In other words, if possible, make sure you still have your tefillin on 36 minutes before sunrise. And that might be possible if you're trying to catch a flight. So again, but you have your yaitzeh even before that. So you got it. In other words, brachas at 72, t minus 72, brachas at talis at tefillin, yishtabach t minus 60, and brachas at talis at tefillin, depending on what you want to hold, like your t minus 48, t minus 40, t minus 36, whatever it is. But at least try to keep your talis at tefillin on 36 minutes before sunrise. Now, there are shittas that hold, you go by solar depression angles here also. Right? Again, it's the same scenario. We're defining a lead here. It's very mistaken to be solar depression angles because we're defining when can I see my friend? Well, that's telling you how much light there is. What are the solar depression angles here? So the Or Meir brings, and this is also where the 48 comes from. The Or Meir, who's a Dayan Posen in England, holds when it's 11 degrees below the horizon, is Mishiyakir. On March 21st in Yerushalayim, that's 48 minutes. Right? Now, that's 48 minutes. So that's another sfar I have, is that that's the most machmer dikka time, because in December in Baltimore in March, it's 53 minutes before sunrise. And in December, it's 58 minutes before sunrise. And in June, it's 65 minutes before sunrise. That means, according to the Or Meir, in June, I can already make a bracha on talis at tefillin 65 minutes before sunrise. Now that's even more makel than Reb Henkin, theoretically. But Reb Henkin gave a flat number. So again, that's mikan is my other false of the 48. Right? Because that's his man, you know, of Yerushalayim on March 21st. So take that as the number. Ah, you could be more makel here, because we're further north. Okay. But let's use that number. And that's part of the cheshbon. The Metzius is, some of Stanley Fishkin wrote a book, the MSI. He apparently tested a little bit. He came out as between 11 and 12 degrees below the horizon, basically. So that's Mishiyakir. Okay, any questions? You have questions on that time? Go ahead.
I was wondering that it says that
in the Alapa
that the person says, you know, that was ready after I was writing, he didn't say Krishna and Maharaj. He didn't say still Krishna for Maharaj. But then it says that you shouldn't say Krishna even for Shabbos, even after Mishiyakar.
Correct.
Why is that so?
Because I think Pshat is that you've defined this man as Peshachpacha. And that will go to the whole slot between Alois and Nes.
Well, why would I look at that that way?
Because that's really the Vena Shmashas. In other words, Mishiyakir is kind of like a squeezed in man for Kriyashmash. Even though you're right, one is Peshachpacha, one is Kumecha, but you see, for the night they said Peshachpacha goes to Nes. So if you're, you know, we're independent of this Nishiyakir. We're looking at the Benesh Mashas of it. Yeah.
You said you should make, for that marriage, you should make a Nadava.
Tonight Nadava, right?
Tonight Nadava. And what should the Tonight Nadava be? Should the Tonight Nadava, if this is, should it be Shachas or not?
No. The Tonight Nadava is, if I'm off Dam Marv now, like those Shittas, like I forgot who holds which way, Mishra Brewer, Aruch HaShulchan. I think Mishra holds you cannot, and Aruch HaShulchan holds you could. If Shad Allah is like allowed to daven Maariv Shman Esrei, then I'm davening Maariv. And if I'm not allowed to daven Maariv, then I'm making it Shman Esrei Nadava.
But why
wouldn't
it be?
I don't want to do Shachris. I want to daven Shachris. I want to speak Zulu Tzila.
You don't make a Nadava before Shachris?
For Maariv. Yeah, why not? No.
Because, but according to
Al-Dashita,
wouldn't
it be Shachris? You can make it whenever you want. I have Kavanah, this is not my Shachris.
Normally you make this time Dava, you normally make it the second trimester.
Correct. But here you're stuck. Okay, good. Next. And as we mentioned, Netzacham is depending on, we went through the Shmuz earlier, Netzacham depends on what your location is, where you are, and in the city, as we said, the Netz HaChama between here and town, maybe, 15 seconds, technically. And it's also weather related. The barometric pressure will have an impact on Netz HaChama.
Can it change where the sun is?
No, it changes where you are. Because the sun is, right? Where's your horizon?
Where's the barometric pressure going to change where the horizon is?
No, so that's with light reflection and light, bending and so on. That's really what's happening. I mean, the light's coming from the sun. It left the sun, I don't know, 8 minutes ago when you do the Cheshvan, 186,000 miles per second. You do the Cheshvan, the sun left. It left 5 minutes ago, 8 minutes ago. Right? 8 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever it is. Now it's coming here, so I'm seeing that ball of the sun has really projected off. The sun took 9 minutes to get here. Well, now how is it being projected to me? Right? That's going to depend on weather conditions also to allow that. Not all that much, but it is a little bit. Now, the several others might we got to cover. Saizman Kriyishma. Saizman Kriyishma is the third hour of the day. 3 hours into the day, you should be familiar with how to calculate Shos Maniyos. Shos Maniyos are, you add up, Shos Maniyos is you add up 3 hours. You add up the number of minutes in the day, and you divide by 12, and that each one of those is Shos Maniyos. So that means if, let's say, sunrise is at 6, is at 7 a.m. is at 7 a.m. and the sun sets at 5 p.m. a winter day, so you have 10 hours. That's 600 minutes. 600 divided by 12 is 50. Each Shos would be 50 minutes. The Saizman Kriyishma would be 7 a.m. is the beginning of the first hour, 7:50, 8:40, 9:30. Saizman Kriyishma would be 9:30. Okay, those, Shem for Chazar, those people say Chazar, we give out a sheet that's going to, you're going to have to calculate that, those touches manim. Okay, exactly. I'm not going to do it now on the board because I want to finish up here. But that's how you calculate Saizman Kriyishma. There's a machloikis, achorayin, a very famous machloikis, achorayin. How do you calculate the day for the purposes of this? The Goyin held that you go from sunrise to sunset, and the Magen Avraham held you go from Alois until Seis. Which means, now, this is where it gets a little tricky here, because what does that mean, Alois and Seis? So if you look at Ezra's Torah Luach, you will see that the Zman of Magen Avraham is a constant 36 minutes before the Goyin's. How does that work? It's a constant because basically, I have to do this on the board here. It doesn't matter when sunrise and sunset is. Let's do a measurement here. Sunrise is at 7 a.m. and sunset is at 5 p.m. So that's 10 hours. 10 hours times 6 is 600 minutes, divided by 12, so each hour is equal to 50 minutes. Okay? Now, that means 7 a.m., 7:50, 8:40, 9:30. Okay, and I can go through the whole day and I'll end up with 5 o'clock. Zakta the Bhagavad Ram, no, the day begins at Alois and ends at Seis. So what really is going to happen, now the question is, Paraluach, you take 72 minutes for Seis, you take 72 minutes for Alois, which means that my Bhagavan Shal Krishma is going to be earlier, because I'm getting such a head start. My day starts an hour and 12 minutes earlier. So my 3 hours are going to be much earlier. But the hours are longer, right? Because the day is longer. So at least I compensate. In short, according to this Chesed, the day is going to be 144 minutes longer, right? And therefore, that means every Shah is going to be 12 minutes longer. So that means my day starts, we're going to write N for Nates, minus 72. So one would say, well, that means my Krishna 72 minutes earlier. No, because each hour is, I get an extra 12 minutes to the hour. So therefore, that's going to be 12 extra minutes times 3, which means I'm going to push ahead 36 minutes. What's that? 3 hours. Every hour is 12 extra minutes. So 3 hours is going to be 36 extra minutes. So I started 72 minutes early, but I've compensated 36 of those minutes. So it doesn't matter what time Nates and Shki is. This is independent of sunrise and sunset. I can take any two times, makes no difference. I can make it a summer day, 4:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right, that's my day. What's my Zman Krishma? Well, I'll make a cheshbon. But whatever this Zman Krishma is going to be, my Magen Avraham's time is going to be 36 minutes earlier than that time, because it doesn't matter how long the day is. The bottom line is I got 72 on the distance, 72 here. I got 144 extra minutes to my day. I don't care how long the day is. And then my day starts 72 minutes early, but I compensated 36 of those minutes. And therefore, according to that, the Luach, the Zman of the Magen Avraham is 36 minutes before the Goyen's time. And therefore, if a person wants to be Yaitse Krishma according to Magen Avraham, they should make a Tanai. In other words, you're davening in a minyan that, let's say you're in Yeshiva, they daven at 8:30 Shabbos morning. Let's say the Goyen's Yaitse Krishma is 9:30, that means the Magen Avraham is going to be at 5 to 9. You're going to miss it. You're going to be in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. So if you want to be Yaitse Magen Avraham, you make a Tanai. You say, but the problem is, I'll just say Skrishma when you get up at 8:15. No, because there's a hitter to say in Skrishma. You make it tonight. If Allah is like the Magen Avraham, then I want this to be my Kriyishma, because I'm not going to be Yitzhak later. Or you say, if I'm not going to be Yitzhak Kriyishma later, I want to be Yitzhak now. And if I will be Yitzhak Kriyishma later, then I don't want to be Yitzhak now. Right? It's not kafel. The Shah has to speak it out. And also, Tanai Kuffel and Hain Kayim Lav. The shaila is, what's the Hain in? Is the Hain in that I want to be Yaitseh? Or is the Hain in I want to be Yaitseh with this Kriyishma? Or that I don't want to be Yaitseh later? Which is the Hain? That's one issue. The shaila is, do you need a Tanai Kuffel? Do you need all the conditions of Tanai? And do you need to speak it out? And a more fundamental kasha, which I asked with Dr. Rosenbaum, the halacha is that called lesser b'shlichas, lesser b'tonight. And as you know, you can't take Krishma b'shlichas. You can't hire a shlich to take Krishma for you. So I'm a zah, I call lesser b'shlichas, lesser b'tonight. So I can make this tonight. Right? So he told me he thinks that by dibur, you don't need, by items of strict ach v'rak dibur, he has a raya from, I don't remember. You could ask him if you want. Anybody in Shir? Anybody remember Dov Shir? No? Yeah, you remember Rosemont Shir?
Yeah.
So your last name is Kasha. Tell us, I sent it over. Make sure I sent it over right. I think it's, when it's Dibor, you don't have that restriction of called Lassa Vishlukas, Lassa Vishnai. Something totally in Dibor. In other words, Kedushin or Chalitza. Chalitza is called Asav Shulchan Aruch Tanai. So Chalitza is a Maisa. So in a Maisa, whatever the Maisa cannot be done with Shlichas, you can't make a Tanai Chalitza. That's why it's Tanai Batal, which means if you do Chalitza Al Tanai, you don't have to keep the Tanai. If you say, I'll give you Chalitza, I'll give you $1 million, let's give you $1 million. So if you do it and you don't get $1 million, Chalitza is Chal. Oh, I can do Shulchan Gittin where it won't be Chal. Okay, so because, but this is Dibur, so Bazaar, by Dibur you don't need, you're not restricted by that. And you had a riot from, I forgot. Okay, anyway, but that's how this works. Now, when I came to Neri Yisrael a number of years ago, so I looked on the Shabbos Luach, and it said the Magen Avraham in the Gra, and the Magen Avraham was about 41 minutes or 42 minutes before next. So of course, you know, it's like when you come to a new yeshiva and you see something, you know, that you think is a mistake, so you know you start making a whole big to do. So I had to ask this person. I said, I finally tracked down what is the makor of this. It should be 36 minutes before. The Torah says Reb David Zatzal held that Lachaira, according to the Torah, we're saying 72 and 72, right? But one second, we don't hold 72 minutes for Tzeis, right? In other words, for Shabbos we do, but that's a chumrah of the Shabbos. We hold 50 minutes or 45 minutes for Tzeis, right? The Yeshiva Davos Mara Friday night 45. So it's really 45 minutes. So that's your time. So now it's going to be different. You don't have, it's going to be different cheshbon because you start 72 minutes before, but now you only have 120, what is it, 72 and 45 is 117. Let's round it to 120 for simplicity. That means I only have an extra 10 minutes per hour. That means that after 3 hours, I've only compensated 30 minutes. So I start 72 back, and I've only added 30 minutes, and I only put me 42 minutes before the gun. In other words, Reb David was machmir. It's about 41 and a half minutes, I think. We rounded it here. But it's about 41 and a half minutes. Reb David said, you can't use such a big hour. That's a mistake. You have to go by what you hold like. Even more confusing, the problem with this sheet that just in large is that Chatzos is going to not be correct. Chatzos has to be the middle when the sun is the highest point in the sky. According to this, Chatzos is going to be not Chatzos. So Rav Gershom Best told me that Rav Moshe told him that you actually divide the day in half. You say that you have a half a day till Chatzos, and you use the 72 till Chatzos is half a day, and then this half goes by these times. But that's a tip of cheshbon. But when we do the Mechiras Chametz chart, so Chametz, for example, here's a Veltz Kasha, is you look at the Mechiras Chametz man, and I'm sorry, the Achilas Chametz man is equivalent to the size of our Kriyishma. It should be. They're both 3 hours, right? They're both 3 hours into the day. So why do they always, why do they never match? The Teretz is that the Mishabura writes, for Chametz, you should go like the Magen Avraham. I'm sorry, did I say Krishma Tila? I made a mistake. The Achilas is the end of the fourth hour, like Zman Tila. So why don't they match? The Torah says for Tila we go with the Gain. For the other one we go like the Magen Avraham, because of the Pesach we go like the Magen Avraham. So they don't shtim. So when we do our chart for Pesach, so we needed to, with Rabbi Pesach's medicine, was to behind him his articles. So the Zman of Achila, we have to be unified. So Rabbi Best goes with this whole complicated Cheshbon of Rabbi Moshe. And Rabbi Heinemann goes with straight 72 to 50. Right? So they're different times. So it came out in every city, Rabbi Heinemann is machmer by usually anywhere between 2 and 6 minutes. So we took the Chumrah to Kizman, Rabbi Best was master for that. In Seattle is the only city that Rabbi Bess's man comes out machmer. That's telling how north you go. The further north you get, the more machmer that other cheshbon is going to be. But okay, this is, I'm going way off on a tangent here. But anyway, that is how to calculate. Chatzais has to be what chatzais is. In other words, you can't use the 72.50 to calculate chatzais because it's going to be distorted. That's how Rabbi Bess's cheshbon works out very good because it's cutting it in two halves. You're cutting it literally the day. You have your morning's manin, which is based on 72 to Chatzos, and then in half, and so on. Now, Zvaytman Tefillah is the fourth hour of the day. The end of the fourth hour of the day. The end of the fourth hour of the day is, generally the minigas only go like the Gaon, because since Sadr Rabbanon, so we're not mapped like the Magen Avraham in that case. Okay? Now there's two other inyan I have to talk about. I'd really like to finish up. Anybody mind if I finish this up? I have to talk about Chatzais and Mincha and Plaga Mincha. You have a minute? A few minutes? Because I want to do, next time I want to do, a week from today, I want to do the International Dateline. And then the 7th we're not going to have, and then the 14th I want to do Chazara. But I will give you a sheet next week, what you need to know, for those that do Chazara and the Bechina. So we'll do Chazara on the 14th, and then Bechina on the 21st, for those taking the Bechina. If you want credits, right?
Which is the question?
What you need for? I'll tell you afterwards. Anybody wants to meet with me after, I'll tell you all the details. But I didn't go through, what you do need to know is how to calculate these manim, which I'm not really showing you now. How do you calculate Sezman Krishma? So you, how do you calculate Sezman Tzila? Sezman Tzila, you take Shol's manis, you should start practicing this. And that is, if the day is, let's say, 14 hours, then that means there's 840 minutes, and then you divide it by 12, and you get 70 minute hours. So Sezman Krishna will be so much later, you know, 210 minutes later. Okay, again, on the Chazar sheet, you'll have it, and then we'll actually do the Chazar on it. This calculation. Okay, next. Two is mine I want to talk about. Chatzais we spoke about. Mincha Gedayla. Mincha Gedayla is a half hour after Chatzais. Another Gzeir of Chazal. This is not so long. Paga Mincha will take a little bit longer, but hopefully this won't take long. Half hour after Chatzais. Chatzais again is midday. Halfway point between sunrise and sunset. When the sun is the highest point in the sky. So it's a half hour. Pashat Shat is that this is a half hour Shos Manias. Which means in the summertime, again, if I have a 14 hour day, that means Shos Manias are 70 minutes. That means that I have like 35 minutes. So for example, in Baltimore, in July, Chatzais is at 1:13. And the Shos Manias are about 72 minutes long. So 14 and a half hour long a day. So that means it's about 36 or 37 minutes after. So therefore, Mincha Gedayla would be at 1:50. Because your half hour is 37 minutes. Because the days are very long. It's July. That's why in the Aguda, the original, when they used to have Mincha Gedayla in the summer, it started at 1:50. Because that now will cover you the whole summer. In other words, in October, with daylight savings time, the Mincha Gedayla is at 1:25. Because Chatzais is at 12:55. And it's only half hour in October, it's only 30 minute, slots. We'll get to the lesson in a second, right? So it's 1:25. But, because in July it was 1:50, they did it at 1:50. We have a minion of Adakashas at 1:50, Monday through Thursday. The 1:50 was because it works all year. Summer, winter, it'll always work. 1:50. Again, if you go to western areas, it's going to be much later. In Detroit, in July, I think as late as like 2:17. Or something like that. So, they have a Mincha in the Kailul at 2:10. But then in July, they got to move it to 2:15. And then they got to move it to 2:16 and 17. They managed to move along minute by minute. Okay? That's this man. In Baltimore, in daylight savings time, in the summer, it will fluctuate between 1:22 and 1:50. Okay? In the winter time, not by our shul, the Aguda minion, so the Aguda switched from 1:50 to 2. Because people were coming late, and people, guests and so on, heard there's a minion early, they assumed 2 o'clock, so people would consistently walk in at 2, and they're holding by, and the Chazaras are shots. So the Aguda decided to change it to 2 o'clock. Now by my shul, what we do is, we started after Sukkot and Mincha Gedayla minion on Sundays only, and we dive in 1 minute after Mincha Gedayla. Which means, in October, when we started the minion, we dive at 1:22 or 1:23. The 1 minute is just to be on the safe side. Because like the Magen Avraham, you're not Yosef, you dive in. It was a Gzeirah Chazal. Why is it half hour? Why can't you dive in Chatzais? Because they were guys, it dates back to the Karbanis, also the Shepsachim, the earliest Mincha. It dates back to, you can see the sun at the highest point in the sky, but you weren't looking straight. So Chazal said that, hey, you gotta move it up a half hour. So we were at 122. But no, I'm sorry, it was 122. Then it was, we switched the clock. But what will happen is that in when we change the clock again, it'll be about 140. And then it'll be 141, 142, 143, and we've actually fluctuated every Sunday. We move based on the time. And the reason for this is it allowed, if someone wants to dive earlier, not good, which is the earliest meeting is at 2, on Sunday people are traveling, they go on the way, they're this, so we made it at Mechagot. It switches every week, basically. Okay, now, February is the latest time. That's the same time. Now, I'm not talking about the winter for the following reason. There is a Shaar Tzion in Hilchos Mincha that says, one second over here, why is this Talia Chos Manius? This should be Talia Chos Manius. If we're geyser of how long it's going to work, we're afraid you're going to make a mistake. Well, my home is summer for winter. If you're going to make a mistake, that mistake should be 30 minutes. What's the difference summer winter? Why, you can make more of a mistake in the summer than in the winter? What's the pshat? So the Shaar Tzion applied Tzarech Iyun. There's Chalukah Deis, with Rav Chaim Siegel, who wrote the Svarim in town on Zmanin. He times the Shaar Tzion is just asking Lomdash Shaila. But he never really paskin like that. Mm-hmm. Others, you can say, no, you have to be Machmir. Which means that in the winter time, when the Shaar Tzion are 50 minutes, that's really 25 minutes, you should still wait the full 30 minutes. In other words, when it's 30 minutes, when it's spring or summer, when the days are more than 12 hours, you gotta wait 31 minutes or 2 minutes or 3, whatever it is. But in the winter time, when it's 25, 26, 27, 28, you should wait the full 30 minutes. And therefore, in Shemesh Shabbos in New York, they daven at the first minyan, they do not wait the full 30 minutes. That first minyan is not waiting 30 minutes. The luach that the palm pilot luach that they have also does not go with the shita. They just wait 25 minutes in the winter, 26, 27, and so on. However, the Eli Reiler's luach in the Arab book waits the full 30 and waits a full 30 minutes in the winter. And talking by us, so that's what we do. So this week, for example, we dive into 12:52 this past week. It's the latest, this February, 12:53 is the latest it gets. And that's adding a minute. So the latest in Baltimore is 12:52, because Chatzai is at 12:22. So we wait 30 minutes and we dive in at 12:52. Now this is very negaya, very, very negaya, because a lot of places during the week dive in at lunch. And a lot of people make ta'usim. What they do is they dive in 12:45, mincha. Right? 12:45 mincha is a big problem in February, because Chatzai said 12:22, and by February already the days are longer. So even according to the Mekel Tikashita, it's 28 minutes. It's one, you know, you gotta wait till 12:48, 12:49. But they by rote, they dive at 12:45. It's a big toss. Also in the summer, some places dive 1:45. I think the office here dive is 1:45. But they gotta be extra careful in the summer to add minutes.
To change it.
Right? They have to change it every time to make sure that happens. Someone's gotta be on top of that. Okay? That is how Mincha Tikashita works. Again, we're holding by the latest time. We started in November davening. We were davening at 12:22. So since November, that's if you look at your Chatzais chart, that figure eight, you'll see that over time, it gets later, 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 it's going to peak at 12:53, and then it's going to start going backwards again. Okay? And then when we change the clock ahead, so it'll be like 1:40, and so on. It ebbs and flows. The latest manim are July and February. February is later than July, but July, because daylight savings time, it's even later, and November is the earliest. Okay, you look at your figure eight, that is the amount of mincha. Finally, last thing I want to talk about is plaga mincha, which is a very, very negative zman. What does plaga mincha mean? So it really means plaga from half, like plukta, or dor haflaga. Okay, plaga mincha, this is really another time, mincha katana. Mincha Dayla is 2.5 hours before Shkia. It's Negeya, a few halachas, one of which you're not allowed to eat a meal Erev Shabbos a half hour before Mincha Ketana, which is 3 hours before Shkia. Shows Manias.
3.5?
What's that?
3.5?
3. 2.5. 2.5 and a half hour before that is 3. Okay? Halfway between Mincha Ketana and Shkia, is what's known as Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is the earliest time to daven Maariv. It's the earliest time to light Shabbos, be mekabel Shabbos. It's the earliest time to make Kiddush. It's the earliest time to light Chanukah lift. It's 1.25 hours before sunset.
Shosmanis,
klar, absolutely. Shosmanis, which means Chanukah time. This 1.25 hours is about 57 minutes in Baltimore. Not even a full hour, because how do you calculate it? If the day is, let's say, 50 minutes long, you multiply by 1.25. What do you get? That's about 62. 1.25 or 50 is
62 and a half.
Okay. Well, that means that if Shkia is, let's say, at 5 p.m., then Plaga Mincha would be 4:58 p.m. Round it however you want. Okay? 3:58. That's Plaga Mincha. That's the earliest time to do anything. A big toast. Before you leave, you got to hear about the toast. There are people who daven. You can daven Maariv at Plaga Mincha. You cannot daven Maariv before Plaga Mincha. In New York, there are shuls that daven Maariv, Mincha Maariv at 5 o'clock, even in the summer. Right? So now, you could daven at Plag Mincha Maariv. You know, there are shuls here in Baltimore, Shomer Emuna and Rabbi Dinowitz shul, the same shul that has the next meeting. They daven Mincha before Plag during the week and Maariv after Plag, because people don't want to go out so late at night. So the Shki is at 8:40, the people, it's too late. Especially in England, you have more Plag Minchas, because in England, this matter is so late. In Columbus, that's all you can find, because it's very late, this matter. They only have Plag Mincha Maariv. They have Mincha before Plag, Maariv after Plag. So, that's fine. B'shas HaChak, to make a minion, you're not going to get a minion later, and so on. But, my brother once went to this Mincha minion in New York, where they have Maariv right after, and he saw like a tire there. They were davening Mincha Maariv at 6 o'clock, and then they went right into Baruch Hu. So my brother turned to one of these guys who looked like, you know, the guy says, you know, there's a problem with davening because Plag is not until 7. So the guy turned to him and said, they talk about it, right? That was total amaratzis. What they talk about is the ability to daven Mincha Maariv at Plag. So that you run into issues. It's Kriya Shema, you got to repeat, and there's type of sasri issues, which I'll mention in a moment, right? But to daven before Plag is worthless. So they want to say Kaddish, you know, so Kaddish people, they're not going to be able to say Kaddish later. It's ridiculous. It's not Maariv. It's Brachol HaVatol. You know, it's a Maariv. You just said Brachol HaVatol is straight across the board. Finish. It does not work. You cannot daven Maariv for Plaga Mincha. That's the bottom line. Okay? Fine. So Plaga Mincha is, the latest Plag in Baltimore is about 7:05. Which is also Negeya. Because if you're going to a shul that's davening Mincha at 7 o'clock, and your wife likes the bench lift when you go out the door at 6:55, she's not yet to lift benching. And she made a bracha batola, because she's benching lift at 7 o'clock. You gotta be careful. If you're in Cincinnati, or in Columbus, or in Cleveland, you gotta watch out also, because the plag at 7:30 in Detroit, the plag is much later, because again, it's 1.25 hours before Shkia. This plag is when Shkia is at 8:37, at the end of June, Plag is at 7:04, 7:05. So how long is that? That's an hour, almost an hour and a half.
That's the latest Plag?
That's the latest Plag in Baltimore. Latest Plag in Baltimore. That's if you go to Alaska, if you go to Anchorage, Alaska in June, Shkia is at 11:45, Plag is at 9:45. Which means if you're in Anchorage, Alaska for Shabbos, the sun sets and the sun rises, you could be Makabel Shabbos at 9:45. But not before that, because it's before Plag. That's early. Early Shabbos is at 9:45. Okay? Now, the last thing I want to mention is time of the Sasri, which there's a Machlokes Rishonim, as to when you want to daven Maariv early. The Gemara says, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. When is this Maariv Mincha Maariv? Okay, without being Maariv, Machlokes, the Gemara says, Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid. There's a Machlokes Rabbeinu Yoina and Meiri, what that means. What does that mean? According to Rabbeinu Yoina, it means you pick one way all the time. According to the Meiri, it means on the same day. Let me tell you the Meiri Shita first. The Meiri says that means you cannot daven Mincha and Maariv in the same spot. Let's say Baltimore. Plag Mincha is at 7:05. Shkia is at 8:38. So that means if I daven Mincha at 7:30 and then Maariv at 7:45, that's a stira. Because what's my answer to daven Mincha at 7:30? That's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold you down until 8:30. And then why can't that Maariv at 7:45 before Shkia? That's the Rabbanan. That's Rabbi Yehuda that holds I can have a Maariv for Plag. So it's a stira. Who do you go like? Dr. Ben Yaina, you can't do that. That's a stira. Dr. Meiri. Rabbi Yaina is even more mashmir. Rabbi Yaina holds you can't do this even on different nights. In other words, if you daven mincha till Shkia, you can't all of a sudden daven Maariv but Plag. Because yesterday you went like Rabbi Yehuda, today you're going like Rabbanan and vice versa. For Shabbos, we are maker like the Meiri. To say, to Kabbal Shabbos early, we allow you to daven Maariv early. Last night you daven Mincha late. But we let you, we're maker. But the most Paiskim hold, but you can't, even according to the Meiri, you can't do the same in Asira, which means, ideally, you should daven Mincha at 6:50 on this night, and Maariv after that. Okay? That's to avoid this type of disaster. Otherwise, it's type of disaster. However, Rabbi Heineman has a Svara that says you could, and remember the Magen Avrams we had before? Different Magen Avrams? Rabbi Heineman has a Magen Avrams. He says that type of disaster means as long as one sheet to hold is not a stereo, you're okay. So that means that what that Gudda does is they basically fluctuate and say that with Kabbal Shabbos, you're basically crossing someone's Plag HaMincha. So according to someone, I'm not having mincha before plag and maariv after. Now I made a chesed by Arshul losing Rav Heineman and Svara that almost every week you can just daven seven. We daven 7:15 every week. Basically, every week you daven 7:15. By the time we get to Barku, and I speak usually for a few minutes before Barku, very in the summer, maybe 5-6 minutes. But with all that padded time, we're always going to cross over one of those shittas. And I don't have time to go through the different shittas now of how to do Kaka the Magen Avram. But basically there's Plag HaMincha, and there's another shita 57 minutes after Plag HaMincha, there's another shita, and there's another shita 28 or 33 minutes after. You're gonna hit somebody. And I made a chedron last, you know, before Pesach, we did Luach, I made a chedron that every week we're okay. Shavuot, Yontif, you might have a problem. Friday, you know, Shavuot is Friday Shabbos, so there's no Kabbal Shabbos, so then you gotta make sure you're okay. But anyway, but that's the bottom line. But on a weeknight, it's very schwer to do that. When I was, they used to have a meeting at Shomrei Emuna at 7 o'clock, Mincha Maariv, all summer. Now that was a problem because that was a type of disaster because they had Maariv at 7:15. So the first change was to create a Plag Mincha. And therefore to say, look, you want to daven early, fine, but at least daven Mincha before Plag and Maariv afterwards. That was the first step to create. So there was one summer where there were three minyanim. There was a minyan Bizman, there was a minyan at 7, and there was a minyan at Plag. And then when Rabbi Gottlieb came, he did away with the 7 o'clock minyan and just had the Plag and the says. It's still a bit yavid down a Plag. It's still a bit yavid, but at least you have your Simchat HaMeiri, and you know, it's called Shasat Chak, people want to daven early and so on. But there was a daven at 7, that was a stira. Originally, you have to, you know, Malam Eschus, that they did it because they had to make a minyan and they wanted to make one set time. And therefore, it was, you know, easier and people would, they have a minyan. Without it, they may not got a minyan. But as the shul grew, so then it was changed. Anyway, that is, in England, they have more of those. So, Mr. Shem, next week we'll talk about the international dateline and all its, where it is and what happens if you cross it. And then I'll give out a sheet next week, Mr. Shem.